Supreme Commander of the Korean People's Army, Kim Jong-un, urgently convened an operational meeting concerning the implementation of the fire-striking task of the Strategic Rocket Force of the Korean People's Army and finalized the fire-striking plan. The U.S. imperialist aggressive movements for violating the sovereignty of the PPRK and the supreme interests of the country have entered a serious stage. Despite repeated warnings, the U.S. imperialists, in addition to the dispatch of the B-52 nuclear strategic bombers to the sky of South Korea, sent stealth strategic bombers B-2A based in the White Man Air Base in Missouri of the U.S. mainland and other strategic striking means anew to the sky of the South Korean region on March 28th for the first time in history. They went so far as to commit dangerous provocations, openly conducting ground target striking drill aimed at the PPRK. It clearly shows that the brigandist aggressive ambition of the U.S. imperialists to confront us to the end has reached the extreme, landing a deaf ear to the meaningful warning of our revolutionary armed forces made public through the statement of the Supreme Command of the Korean People's Army dated March 26th. Concerning the crucial situation, Marshal Kim Jong-un urgently convened the operational meeting on the implementation of the fire-striking task of the Strategic Rocket Force of the Korean People's Army at the Supreme Command at 0:30 on March 29th. Present at the meeting was Shin Young-chul, Chief of the General Staff of the Korean People's Army, Lee Young-gil, Director of the Operational Department, Kim Young-chul, Director of the General Reconnaissance Department, and Kim Rak-kyung, Commander of the Strategic Rocket Force. At the meeting, respective Supreme Commander Kim Jong-un took full report on the enemy situation related to the character of action of the nuclear striking means of the U.S. imperialist aggressor forces from Army General Kim Young-chul, Deputy Chief of the General Staff and Director of the General Reconnaissance Department. He also received the report on the technical conditions of the strategic striking means of the Army from Army Lieutenant General Kim Rak-kyung, Commander of the Strategic Rocket Force, and made a crucial decision. He said it has been considered that in view of the prevailing situation, it is time to settle total accounts with the U.S. imperialists. He said if the U.S. imperialists bring huge strategic force and recklessly open fire, we should indiscriminately strike their hangout U.S. mainland as well as all the bases of the U.S. imperialist aggressor forces in Hawaii, the Guam Islands, and other operational districts in the Pacific, and bases of the U.S. forces in South Korea. He examined and finalized the fire-striking plan of the strategic rocket force. Respectively, Supreme Commander Kim Jong-un said the dispatch of B-2A stealth strategic bombers to the South Korean sky in succession by the U.S. imperialists shows once again that their hostilities against the PPRK have entered a reckless stage of action beyond the stage of mere threat and blackmail. He said the dispatch is not a mere demonstration of armed forces in defiance to our strong stance, but ultimatum to trigger off a nuclear war in the Korean Peninsula, and stressed the need to put a definite end to the time when the U.S. imperialists threaten and blackmail us with nukes. He said our revolutionary armed forces would answer the nuclear blackmail of the U.S. imperialists with a merciless nuclear attack, and the aggressive war with a total war of justice. Respected the Supreme Commander Kim Jong-un instructed the strategic rockets of the army to be prepared to open fire to strike the U.S. mainland and the bases of the U.S. imperialist aggressor forces in Hawaii, Guam Islands, and other operational districts in the Pacific, and the bases of the U.S. forces in South Korea at any moment, and finalize the plan of the technical preparatory process of the strategic rockets. He said the enemy is bringing dark clouds of nuclear war, testing our patience, and resolutely announced that we cannot tolerate any longer and ordered everything be blown up and burned to ashes with the first strike. He said at this moment, too, the brave officers and men of the People's Army and entire people expressed burning indignation at the adventurous war movements of the U.S. imperialists, and hardening their will to turn out in the death-defying resistance against the enemy, wait for the final order of the party center. He stressed that our army will not remain indifferent to the frantic aggressive movements of the U.S. imperialists, but do everything in their power to defend the destiny of the country and nation. noting that it is a truth confirmed by history that nobody in the world can check the people who have risen up for a just cause. He emphasized that if an undesirable war breaks out again on this land due to the unpardonable hysterics of the U.S. imperialists, they will face an ignominious defeat, and the great Korean nation will greet a bright new day of national reunification.
The Korean army and the people will demonstrate their resolute will for countermeasures with practical military action. Statement of the Supreme Command of the Korean People's Army. Despite the repeated warnings of our army and the people, the nuclear war exercises of the United States against us are conducted at the stage of real war beyond the danger line. On March 25th, the United States suddenly sent a formation of the nuclear strategic bomber B-52 at the Anderson Air Base on the Guam Island into the sky of South Korea around 8 a.m. and conducted intensive practical nuclear striking exercise aimed at imaginary objects in the depths of the DPRK from around 11:50 while opening it to the public. Synchronizing with it, it instigated the South Korean conservative media to introduce the process of the operations to kill Osama bin Laden, which happened in 2010. According to their open announcement of the operational plan of the South Korea-U.S. combined forces, it involves the vicious operational plan to do harm to the dignity of our supreme leadership with the murderous striking means and methods of the U.S. imperialist aggressive forces and the South Korean puppet army. What still, they say that their operation to do harm to the dignity of our supreme leadership has no problem in military techniques, and even at present, they are keeping precision watch of all our actions concerned and blare that now is the time to enforce offensive North policy, not defensive one. Possibly linking the sinking of the warship Sunan with us again, and shifting the responsibility for the Yongkang Island shelling onto us as trader Lim Yong-bak did, the present South Korean authorities blasted that they plan to make a precision missile strike on the bronze statues of Generalissimo Kim Il-sung and Kim Jong-il in Pyongyang and all other parts of the DPRK if a local provocation of the same character recurs. They go so far as to say, like a senseless puppy of no fear, that they have already made into the list of priority of removal based on a specific analysis of their positions, sizes and features. All these movements show that the anti-DPRK hostile acts of the United States, the South Korean puppets and all other followers going on under the pretext of a man-made Earth satellite launch and underground nuclear test have entered the stage of reckless action beyond the stage of threat and blackmail. The seriousness of the situation lies in the fact that such reckless movements coincide with a resolution on sanctions against the DPRK, invented by the United States, which is developing into an action of high intensity in the conspiratorial nexus with all hostile forces. Concerning the present prevailing situation, the Supreme Command of the Korean People's Army declares the following final decision of our army and people at home and abroad. First, our army and people will demonstrate their resolute will for countermeasures to defend the sovereignty and supreme dignity of the country with practical military action. There is limit in patience. It is a definite conclusion we found that we can no longer remain indifferent to the serious reality in which the sovereignty and supreme dignity of the country are ruthlessly infringed upon, and the U.S. nuclear threat and blackmail develop into an action of real war. From this moment, the Supreme Command of the Korean People's Army will put on combat duty number one all the field artillery groups, including a strategic rocket unit and long-distance artillery unit, which have the task to strike the bases of the U.S. imperialist aggressive forces in the U.S. mainland and the Pacific military operation regions, including Hawaii and Guam Islands, and all enemy targets in and around South Korea. Second, the strongest will of our army will be shown with the physical action, the present popular soldiers of South Korea too, who are dancing to the tune of the national military policy towards the DPRK. They would not be a silly daydream if they think they would have a chance to strike what they call first and punish the sacred supporting and commanding force. They must bear in mind that everything will be blown up and reduced to ashes at the fifth moment of our strike. It is the ashes of the hand of our armed people not allow the present forces to follow in the footsteps of the traitorous acts of the former ruler, who ruptured the inter-Korean relations and erected the road of peace and sustained his ideas. Third, we call on the progressive humankind of the world who oppose war and love peace to turn out as one in the struggle against the high-handedness and aggressiveness of the pretenders to United States. Injustice committed by big powers with great military might is not by no means justice. The resolution of the UN Security Council too, if it loses things, is reduced to injustice and becomes international crime, aiming against the trend of the times. Injustice is temporary and the flame bound to put out. But justice is everlasting and the flames be flaring up. We call on the world conscience not blindly follow them, but actively join our armed people in their struggle to defend independence and justice. Victory is on the side of our armed people, who have turned out to defend the sovereignty and the justice and peace and loving progress of the humankind of the world. Supreme Command of the Korean People's Army, March 26, 2102, or 2014.